With Reno Public Radio's Movie Moments, I'm Robin Hollibird. Among its many accomplishments, the movie Mother flummoxes reviewers who hate saying too much about a film's story. Part of Mother's appeal involves figuring out what the plot details mean, though that appeal may feel just the opposite if you disagree with the ultimate point. Taken literally and at face value, Mother feels outrageous, confusing, and worse, but it works on other levels. Sound vague? Okay, then, here come points that affect your viewing. 1. Writer-director Darren Aronofsky's movies like The Black Swan never pull back. Even with a biblical epic like Noah, he goes way off course from the mainstream. Extreme, intense, and risky, he follows his own path without worrying if he shocks or offends viewers. Even knowing this, I started watching Mother by accepting the plot setup at face value. A creative poet and his beautiful younger wife renovate their huge home on a lovely, isolated expanse of undeveloped land. Fine, the outstanding Javier Bardem shucks his pageboy No Country for Old Men Do for a rich head of hair and looks great. Going back to her indie roots after such pop cultural phenoms as The Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence looks like a delectable superstar. Bardem plays a poet who wrote one great book while she serves as a muse for the next one. Perhaps this follows up on The Black Swan and its look at perfection and the creative process. But then two other fine actors break the quiet when Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer join the mix, coming off as the house guests from hell. It gets worse when their sons drop in. All this seems pretty bizarre, these guests breaking rules, misbehaving beyond today's courteous standards. What kind of storyteller writes this? Okay, now flash on another Aronofsky movie, Noah. Replace the long beards, staffs, and flowing garments with street clothes, and plot points of Mother come from a really old book. And then more house guests arrive with even worse manners, clearly heading to no place good. No way will Aronofsky pull a Wizard of Oz routine of, hey, wake up from that funky dream and get back to normalcy. For that matter, Aronofsky makes other familiar tales like Rosemary's Baby feel benign. Mother looks birthed by Hieronymus Bosch paintings like the Garden of Earthly Delights. With horrifying imagery, Bosch paintings set out as lessons using clever technique. In a similar manner, Mother comes off like a crazy movie, but one that makes sense. On KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.